Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening.
Well, it is the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host, Cindy Sharp. And you know what we do here on this new thing that we're doing here on Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. If you've tuned in for a while, we have a couple of different segments, and this is a new segment that we've just started in the last month or two that, gosh, people are talking about, they absolutely love, and let me tell you a little bit about it. So this segment versus our other segment that I do, which is called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive, this segment is where spiritual entrepreneurs actually come on and share about what they do, how they help heal others, and how they help heal the world through their beautiful gift. And this is called the Messenger Radio Show. And so today we have a very special gal that's coming on that's going to be talking about a work that has really taken her own spiritual connection deeper, her own spiritual body connection deeper, and now she shares that gift with many others. And so let me tell you a little bit about Stephanie. And what she'll do today is she's not only going to tell you a little bit about her gift, she's going to tell you a little bit about how you can help heal yourself through the work that she does, which is very deep, very spiritual, very heartfelt, and comes from a beautiful old ancient tradition. So Stephanie really wanted to be healthy and deepen her own spiritual path, but you know, she wasn't sure how. And you know, this happens to many of us where we're kind of on this path and we're looking for what it is that we really want to do to heal ourselves. And through some of that self-healing, what happens? We find our passion and we find our love. So what she decided to do was really to look at how she could help heal her body, types of modalities, eating healthy, doing yoga. And she stumbled upon this path of Ayurvedic work, which if you don't know what that is today, you're going to know everything about it, because she's going to share how not only this helped heal herself, but how it really helps her help others heal themselves and heal the stress in their lives, to let it go, to release it, and to have a new energy for themselves and their body. So with no further ado, we're going to invite Stephanie on. And Stephanie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm really happy to be here talking to you.
I'm so thrilled to have you on the show, and I did something that I've never done before, and I realized that once I started talking that I had made a mistake, but you know, I just want to share this out loud. The whole point of just getting out and doing things in life and getting out and stepping forward is sometimes that you make mistakes, and I'm no different than anybody else. So what happened was, is when we started the show, I realized I'm not 1,000 times sure I know how to pronounce your last name. So tell me your full name, Stephanie.
My full name is Stephanie Rosignolo.
Ah, perfect. Okay, it's just like it's spelled, but I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get that correct, and I don't want to say it incorrectly. So
it's not a problem.
No problem whatsoever. I invited you on the show today because you have a really unique way of looking at the universe, looking at health, and looking about healing others, that is unique and different from many other people. And not that, you know, we all have this path. It's all, everybody has something a little bit different. But you have something that really inspired me. Can you share a little bit about your work and who it is that you help?
Yes. So pretty much I'm a stress management counselor, and I assist people who experience high stress in their lives by treating the five senses. And it's amazing, just so simple. You wouldn't think that treating the five senses provide you ways of coping with stress that make you feel really good.
And I have to say that the five senses is what really kind of struck my heart in a way that really made me, I kind of stumbled upon this whole thought process of what does that really mean, and how can that help people? And I of course I even thought, how could that even help me? Because we're all looking to have a bit deeper spiritual connection. We're all looking to have a better connection with our mind, our spirit, our bodies. And this particular path, or this particular five senses approach, sounded so different to me that I just had to hear more about it. And of course, here we are today. So share a little bit more about yourself and a little bit more about this five senses approach.
Sure, yeah. So I'm also a massage therapist as well. And really, my deep message is to be able, which I'm working on in myself right now, is healing my heart, hence my business name, Healing Hearts. And there's simple ways. With Ayurveda, it's preventative healthcare and it's self-care practices. And that's really the first step to loving yourself. And so that's on a deeper level. Ayurveda goes deep. But on the basic level, as I was saying, the five senses. So I treat the five senses through taste with diet herbs, touch with body therapies, smell with aromatherapy, sight with color therapy, and sound with sound therapy or mantras.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. So this all comes to the ancient therapy of this Ayurveda work. So can you tell us a little bit about Ayurveda and what the meaning of that is?
Absolutely. So Ayurveda literally translates to the knowledge of life or the wisdom of life. It's the guidebook to healthy living. That's
okay,
in short, that's
okay.
What Ayurveda means. Yes.
Absolutely. So where does it actually come from?
Ayurveda started in India 5,000 years ago, and it's considered the mother of all healings because all their healing systems stem from Ayurveda. It's why it's also known as like the ancient healing modality. It's been around for so long, and it's just amazing to think that 5,000 years ago they were doing the same, you know, the same practices that we're doing it now. And with what I'm doing and others who study Ayurveda, we're just making it for the modern world.
I see. And so to think that is very interesting, to think that it's 5,000 years old. And so this work or this message or this way of life or way of being has been around for eons of history. But at this time, mm-hmm. I hear it's becoming quite a lot more popular and that people are really looking back to this historical work in for their lives today. Do you have a feeling of why that's happening?
Well, I have a feeling it's just we need other ways to heal. Like the thing is with Western medicine, they do provide treatment. However, they're not teaching others how to prevent disease from even starting. And really that comes from stress. Like we live these high stress lives and we really don't have healthy ways to cope with the stress. And that's why I feel like people are gravitating towards Ayurveda. They want to learn how to love themselves more. They want to cope with their stress in ways that will make them feel good. That's what I've been doing, and I've truly felt joy. Like, this is the happiest and healthiest I've ever been, and it's just a gift that I truly want to share with others.
And how amazing is that, that you found this joy in your life, and now that you're paying it forward, so to speak, and spreading that mm-hmm. love onto others and helping them. And I know one of the main things that you do with your work is that you assist, which we've talked about already, with stress management. Can you tell me a little bit about how this really helps with stress management?
Well, okay, let's think. I can, with food, for example, food is connected with your emotions. What you eat makes you feel a certain way. So when you have like a wholesome, nourishing meal, you're going to feel good. Versus if you have like fast food, for example, you're not going to feel good. And then again, your body is going to come into that stress because it's all, what I'm starting to learn is that emotions are what rule everything. It's like how you feel. So I've been working with myself and others, like, well, tuning in, well, how do you feel when you do this versus when you do something else? Like even body therapies for massage. when you get a massage, just imagine, like, how do you feel, Cindy, like when you get a massage?
Oh, so relaxed and so connected and so loved. You know, our bodies so much need to be touched.
Exactly. So it's just with simple things like this, you're coping with stress. Even just doing breathing exercises, that's a way of coping with stress. I mean, something as simple as even putting salt underneath your tongue, a pinch of salt, just a very small pinch, and then you drink some water. Again, that's a way of coping with stress. Your nerves need salt, sugar, and fat to stay stable so you can keep going. Something as easy as that makes such a huge difference.
That's really interesting. So I'm going to put myself out here a little bit, and I know that the folks that listen to this show will certainly relate to this, because I think what happens a lot of times is that when people are in a sense of stress or a feeling of stress, they often use food to cope as a coping skill. It's, you know, one of the things that people use. There's many other things people use as coping skills. But with myself, I find that if I'm stressed or not in a good energy, this is when I'm absolutely most attracted to foods that do not honor me, do not love me, and actually make that emotion grow larger versus shrinking it. And I hope I'm explaining that correctly. So
yes.
What would you say to people that use food as stress management? Because I know there's thousands of us out here that do that.
Well, first I can even just tell you why you're attracted to those foods that aren't necessarily good for you. Remember how I said our nerves need salt, sugar, and fat. And with the processed food, it's just like a fast fix. Like, ooh, I need sugar. Believe me, I've had this problem too. And the best way that's really helped me is to look at food and cooking food as sacred acts. Food literally creates all the tissues of the body and provides us with energy to live. Think about how the molecules within the food pick up on our thoughts and emotions of, like, you know, if we're cooking it, who's cooking it. So even, like, let's say this is my thing. I love cookies, okay? I love cookies. And when I get stressed out sometimes, I want a cookie. And sometimes I will eat the cookie, but I even change my frame of mind when I'm eating that cookie. I love myself while I'm eating that cookie, because something that's even bigger than, you know, what's right, oh, this is good versus this is bad food. It's more of your frame of mind. If you love yourself through eating that food, you will benefit more than if you feel bad, like, oh, I really shouldn't be eating this cookie. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Because the molecules of that cookie pick up.
Oh my gosh, I did it again. I'm so sorry. I interrupted you, and I'm so trying not to. But so what I hear you saying is that the molecules of that cookie, so by loving the cookie and by loving myself during the time that I eat it, and I know that we're, you know, simplifying this so people can understand it, changes the energy of that moment and changes the energy of how our body is receptive to that. Am I getting that correctly?
Absolutely. You nailed it.
Oh, good. Well, gosh, I need a brownie point or something. I love
you get
that.
A
I love that. Or yes, yeah, right. Or a brownie, right? A brownie. Okay.
Or a brownie.
So no food. Yeah, no food analogies allowed here. Just kidding. Just kidding. So, what is it that you most love about the Ayurvedic work, and why on a personal level do you have such a passion for it?
Oh, I have so many reasons why, but the main reason why is that what I love most about Ayurveda is that we recognize everyone as a unique individual. We are all special. Through self-care practices, you treat yourself, you love yourself, and that's how I've been able to love myself deeper. And that's just so beautiful to me. That's why I'm so passionate. I'm like, wow, just in simple ways, I can love myself. It's amazing. Like, and I just love the fact that we treat everyone as a unique individual, that, and that we're all special, because a lot of the times we're looked upon as an average and that we're not special and that we're just like everyone else. But that's not the truth. Yes, we are all connected, and yes, we are all one, but within that whole, we still are unique individuals, and we should celebrate that as well.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And I think, you know, there's a couple of different things that happen when you speak about that. So there's some of us that, you know, feel that kind of average thing. There's some people that feel less than average. And I'm sure that what happens when you start dealing with people, and I know that, you know, one of the main things you do is you deal with stress management, but I also know that the self-love part is a huge part of the healing work to get people to allow themselves to relax into that stress management. So I'm going to put you a little bit, on the I don't know what the word is. It's not coming to me, but I'm going to ask you a question that we haven't really talked about, but I know how wonderful you are. So I know that this will be very easy for you. And this is the thing is that, so when you get somebody that comes to you, for your healing work, where is it that you start with them when it comes to that self-love piece?
Honestly, I just meet them where they're at. That's where I start. I can't meet them where I'm at, because I won't be able to provide them with the healing that they truly need. They need to start exactly where they're at.
Oh, I love that. That's absolutely beautiful and so true that, you know, you have to completely set aside whatever is going on with you and allow yourself to really be in the moment with them in a loving moment. So anything else that you would like to share with me about the stress management piece? Because I know that this is a big thing, and I'm just going to talk about stress management myself for a second, and that is we currently live in a society that it is about go, 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 do, do, do. We have, you know, many technology things that are pulling us here and there. You know, we have to drive the kids here. We have to go there. We go to work. We have to go grocery shopping. I mean, I could give a laundry list of all the things that, you know, the average human in the United States has to do. So share with me a little bit about what it is about this work that really helps shift people out of that that stress, we'll call it.
It's about changing their consciousness. It's about realizing that, yes, there's a lot of things you got to get done, but taking, even if it's just 3 minutes, just to maybe do some breathing or to look at, like, to absorb yourself in the colors of, like, the trees or the sky, you know, just, like, taking that moment of stillness makes a huge difference if you still have to go, 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 go. And it's also, like, with creating solid morning or night routine that just like grounds you and allows you to just come back into yourself and know like, oh, this is me time. This is time for me to honor myself. Yes, the day is done or the morning will begin. You know what I mean? Just being solid with that.
Yes.
And finding time for that.
I personally this last year have put myself on a more of a morning, I call it a ritual, my morning rituals, because it just sounds so beautiful to me. And I work with a whole group of people that are doing these rituals, maybe not the same that I do. You know, they found their own things that they needed, and it's life changing. Can you share with me maybe a little bit about maybe one or two things for a ritual in the morning or in the evening that you think are a good thing to do?
Yeah, well, since it's springtime, I'm sure people have, this is what I've been experiencing, just like more congestion. Like when I wake up in the morning, I'm just heavy and I'm like, oh, you know, I have to shake it off. And even just doing like 5 jumping jacks to just shake up like that heaviness makes such a huge difference. Or even just shaking your body or dancing, something to bring you joy. And for the nighttime even, I have my own morning routine that I do. And it's really special and I honor myself and, you know, I tell myself I love me and, you know, I just come into my own energy and I say thanks. I give thanks for what I have. And you can do that in the nighttime too, just writing or even just thinking about what you're thankful for and how, you know, we are so blessed, and it's focusing on what we have, not the lack of, because when we focus on what we don't have, that makes us unhappy. But when we focus on all the beautiful things we have in our life, that's what creates joy as well.
Absolutely. I love that. And I know one of the things that's part of your work and part of your life, because I know we've talked about this, and I connected with this very much so because I'm very, very, this is very close to my heart, and that is a connection with nature. I know in my morning ritual, I literally get out of the house, get my shoes off, and put my feet on the ground, which helps ground me and start my day. And what kind of things do you do that connect with nature?
Well, I make a point almost every day to just go out into the forest. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, I just need to do it, and I connect with the trees, I connect with the rocks. I really pay attention to the colors. Like for me, the color green just cools my mind, but also just brings me serenity. So like there's this amazing rock that I visit all the time. It's amazing. And I sit on it, and like I have this view of just all these pine trees, and I just sit there and I just absorb all the color of the green, and I say to myself, like, I release what's not mine. I just release like the day, like energies that are not mine. I say I own all that is mine, and I am completely and fully within my own energy. I am truly at peace. I am truly at bliss. And that right there, that's one way I connect with Mother.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. That's totally warmed my heart, and I'm sure everybody that's listening feels the same way. I've noticed a couple of people have called in here, and you had mentioned that you might take a question or two. I'm just going to touch bases with them and see if they have a question for you. And if not, we'll move on, and if so, we'll go ahead and take a question or two. We have a few minutes that we could do that. Just one sec.
All right.
Hi there. This is Cindy. Do you have a question for Stephanie?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Ghana. Thanks for taking my call, Cindy.
Hi, and it's Jay. And where are you from?
Calling from Canada.
Canada. Oh, my goodness, Jay. Well, we're so happy to have you call in. We get people from all over the world, but this will be the first time we've had somebody from Canada, so we're thrilled to have you. Do you have for Stephanie? And let me just introduce you to Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. It's great listening to your wisdom right now. Thank you so much. My question
is
that I'm taking a yoga practice right now. I'm working with the liver right now. And what do you suggest for Ayurveda spices or something like I can put into my meals to, you know, work with that element? Yeah.
Ayurvedic spices, well, there's one root that you can use. It's burdock root. That's great for cooling the liver down. Also, turmeric is a detoxing herb as well, and you can cook with it. Make sure you pair turmeric with black pepper, though, because then it allows you to absorb more of the turmeric.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and also the color green detoxes and heals the liver as well.
Okay. I'm working with some other. I'm taking Sadhana right now, and that'll last till end of July. And next Meridian week, or next, we're working with lungs next month, and then after that, working with the heart. So any anything? Yeah, anything you could recommend?
For the lungs, let me think. Sorry, I'm not thinking of anything for the lungs right now, but for the heart, rose water. You can drink rose water, or even just rose tea, or even have a spritzer of rose, just to open up your heart and heal the heart. It's a very soothing herb that you can use. For the lungs, I'm still thinking, manzanita berries, I think, are good for the lungs, as well as elecampane. But that's more of an expectorant, like if you have mucus in the lungs. But the energetics is it's still, like, let's say you don't ingest any of these herbs that we're talking about, but you even, like, meditate with them, you'll still pick up on the energetics, the healing properties of the herbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking my call. Thank you much for the wisdom.
Thank you so much,
it's
Jay,
a pleasure.
For calling in. And I just want to say to Jay, absolutely so beautiful that you're really empowering your body through yoga and spiritual work. And I just love that. So that's just a little love sent from me to you. And I thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks so much for the pat on the back there. Thank you much. Thanks, Cindy.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Thank you so much for taking that call. And it was really interesting because I learned from that. So I learned that, first off, I think it's very, very intriguing that through his yoga work that he's working with different parts of his body. And I know that you've done yoga work as well. I've done yoga before, but not taken it as a practice. So is that a typical part of yoga work is to work with different aspects of your energy and aspects of yourself?
Absolutely. Yoga heals the mind. It allows you to evolve and you learn a lot about yourself. Yoga is the sister science of Ayurveda. Ayurveda heals the body and yoga heals the mind, and they work hand in hand.
Ah, these things I learn. Don't you just love it?
That's amazing.
Getting right to the very end of our show, and at the end of our show, we have a few questions that we ask, and it's just this very fast round. I call it the love up round, and basically, what it is where we're just getting some quick questions from you to help support the folks that call in here. And so what's your favorite spiritual ritual that helps you stay connected? And I know we talked about that a little bit, but just give one that's your absolute, oh my gosh, I love this and I do it every day.
It's going into the forest, to be honest. That's what I do every day. Because it's really important for me right now to stay grounded. So,
absolutely, I love that. And so if there's any one particular thing that you do for your spiritual business to kind of keep it moving forward. And, you know, we've talked in the past, and I know your business is a new business. So give me just one thing that you feel really helps you move forward.
Well, a fellow classmate, she shared hers, and I really resonated with this, so I do this too. She gives up her business, her skills, her knowledge to her higher power. True. Like, that's what she does. So it's not coming from an ego, from the ego. It's coming from the higher power, you know, true divine source, so we can truly assist others.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. There's one other question, but I'm going to slide it off for today and come to this, and that is you have this beautiful gift that you are healing the world with, this work that you do that not only helps people relieve stress, but it helps them bond to the body that they have and their heart and their soul and so on and so forth. Can you share a little bit about something that people could connect with you and how they could connect with you and what it is. I know that, you know, when people come on my show, they always give a beautiful gift to the listeners. What would that gift be?
Well, my gift that I would love to give to listeners is a free 15-minute phone call, and we can talk about stress management or herbs, for example. But I'm only addressing mind, digestion, and elimination. I can't go any further into herbs, you know, with like any other diseases, because that's out of my scope of practice. So they can call me at 415-519-4601. I'm going to repeat it again. 415-519-4601 for a free 15-minute consultation on the phone.
Oh, that's beautiful. I absolutely love that you're doing that for the listeners, and I'm sure they will absolutely love that. And I have to say, I've learned myself in this 30 minutes so much amazing stuff, because I did not know that much about Ayurvedic work, and I'm learning as I go along. Because, of course, as a spiritual girl myself, I'm interested in all the modalities. So I love the fact that you are going to be giving that gift. So can you just one more time tell them how they can contact you?
Yeah, so they can just call me at 415-519-4601.
And that's a free 15-minute session with you. Well, I thank you so very much. Stephanie, I thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your gift and loving up the listeners in a way that will, I think, help them connect not only with themselves and their body and their heart, their soul, but also a few little stress relievers. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Cindy. Oh, thank you, honey. This is Cindy Sharp, and this is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. And you know how it works here. We always send people off with love, light, and a big kiss. If you have any questions or you need anything, please contact me through sharpeningyourspirit.com. Gladly help and support you in any way that you need. Sending you off, and have a beautiful, gorgeous day. Thank you.